Well, welcome everybody to another edition of Last Christian. My name is J.D. Williams here in beautiful East Texas, and joining me as always from New York City is my brother in Christ and my good friend, Mr. David Paxton. How are things today in New York, dear David?
Hey, we're doing pretty good. Following up on the Teenage Jewish Ninja Turtles here in New York City.
We're going to get into that. The first time you said that, I was like, what in the world?
It's been pretty much springtime here, where everywhere, like down the south and stuff, I see all this cold weather, and now it's actually warm up here. It's been in the 40s, 50s all week.
Do not remind me, David. We are expecting that cold weather to hit at any second now. It is so bad under Texas, you know, with Texas stuff, that they have already canceled school for Monday. And they usually don't do that until the last second, but they've already done it this time, you know, so it's going to be bad. Anyway, I want to get into the show today. We do have a very special guest joining us today. I'm going to have David introduce you to him here in just a second. But we're also going to be talking about things that are happening all over the world. Things are beginning to really come together, and the countdown is definitely on. We are without a doubt in the last days, and I think that's going to become more and more evident to everybody over the days and weeks to come. Got a lot of stuff that we're going to cover for our weekend review, but mainly we're going to be visiting today with a friend that David knows really well. And David, I'm going to let you introduce him to us right now.
All right. So Chris Taylor and his ministry is Don't Let Them Burn, because we don't want them to burn. He is phenomenal in deciphering all the movies that are out there, the superheroes and all that other stuff, and how it ties with the Antichrist and the Nephilim and AI, yada, yada. So there's a lot of talk out there about AI these days. And all of a sudden, boom, everyone's got to do this. So he's going to talk about the insights, how it relates to the Antichrist and all of that. But enough of me talking. Chris Taylor from Don't Let Them Burn, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, we are happy to have you for sure, Chris. And, you know, I'm looking forward to a good discussion with you. David's already mentioned it one time, but don'tletthemburn.com. For those of you watching us in visual form, you'll see that at the bottom of the screen today. It's www.don'tletthemburn.com. And I have been to the website. It's got a tremendous amount of information there. It's got blog posts. It's got actual movies, a lot of YouTube videos. We're going to get into it, Chris. We're going to give you plenty of time to talk about it, because you deserve plenty of time to talk about it. But right now, what we're going to get into, and feel free to comment if you would like, sir, we're going to talk about the Week in Review, which is the normal segment for this particular show. So let's just start off with the news right now. But by the way, Chris, I'm a member of the U.S. Press Association, so all of the information that comes in here, they all know I play this stuff. They know it, and I have full rights to it as a member of the media, and I know that drives some social media sites absolutely insane, but I am a member of the U.S. Press Association, so they risk themselves every time they just try to play games with me. Okay, so with that, let's listen to this.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Caroline Malone with the Week in Review. The United Nations Secretary General has called on all parties involved in the attacks in the Red Sea not to escalate the situation in the interests of peace and stability. Antonio Guterres issued a statement following airstrikes across multiple parts of Yemen by the United Nations and the United Kingdom. The two countries saying the attacks are in response to Houthi strikes on commercial shipping vessels in the Red Sea. US correspondent Nick Harper reports.
The US and UK have carried out these strikes, but there's a wider coalition of 14 countries who are endorsing the action, saying that the Houthis' actions have been profoundly destabilising, and they point to what they call a significant escalation over the past week in Houthi attacks. But lawmakers within US President Joe Biden's own party have questioned the action, saying that he should have got approval first from Congress. Meanwhile, there is potential for more US action. One US official saying these strikes may not be the last word. And Biden himself saying he won't hesitate to direct further actions if necessary. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Okay, now, we have talked about a third front on this show a couple of times. And what I mean by that, for those of you that have not been with us before, is that Gaza, if you look at Gaza, that would be really a eastern front. If you look toward the north, mm-hmm. And you look at Hezbollah, Syria, and Lebanon, that would be the northern front. And then if you look at the West Bank, well, that's obviously your western front there. Eastern front, that's the Houthis. That's Yemen. And, well, we took an unusual action for the United States. We actually did something and went after some of these intruders, I guess, of the Red Sea or terrorists, basically, in the Red Sea. David, do you think that that's going to continue? You think Biden's actually starting to do something, or is this just a show thing? What do you think?
Now, every last thing he does is a you know, first of all, he's a puppet, but the it's a facade. Right. You know, we all know it's a facade.
Yeah.
But what really struck me about that is where they say peace and they use the word stability, uh-huh. but it's all the same word. It's peace and safety, peace and security. They've been using it for a while.
Right.
And, you know, 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says, you know, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes. But absolutely. I want to hear Chris has some insights on this. Chris, what do you think about that?
Well, the peace and safety issue there, if anybody's been to the United Nations, actually walked into the building, okay? My pastor took a crew in there to film a documentary, and their official motto is peace and safety or peace and security.
Mm.
So a lot of things going on in the last days are going to include the United Nations. I mean, there's not how you can't make this stuff up. It's their literal motto, slogan, their mantra, whatever you want to call it. And as far as the little stir up there with the Houthis and everything, you know how they say, you know, you could tell somebody's lying because their lips are moving, right?
That sounds like the devil.
Everything that this administration is doing, you can't take it face value, not for one second, because when it comes to communism, Marxism, and all the ways you could mix that up, which really comes back to Satanism, they mm-hmm. reverse the terms to make you feel secure in what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't understand that if you haven't studied like Mao and all these weirdo dictators from the past that kill millions of people, it's the same ploy every time. And what did Satan do when he came with his political campaign to usurp a kingdom from the original man or woman?
Mm-hmm.
He did what? He used words, changed the definitions,
right.
Messed with the mind. And you can also call that witchcraft. I know it sounds strange, but that's what it is. You mess with the word. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, David's talked about this, you know, changing up words and all that stuff. We've gone over that in a few shows. You know, mm-hmm. where Satan is saying, "Did God really say that? Or did He really mean that?" You know, that kind of thing. And you know, it's just okay. I'm moving this along, even though we could stay on this topic for quite a while. I'm moving this on because I really do want to get to Chris and especially his site there, don'tletthemburn.com. I wanted a lot of discussion on that today because it's one that I hope a lot of you that have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior yet, that you'll go there, you'll look at it, look at the references, look at the content. Then go and mm-hmm. visit those things, look at them, listen to it, and then to pick up the Bible. And, of course, more than anything, we want you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today because time is short, people. Chris, you've never heard me say this. My audience has, at least most of them, but maybe there's somebody out there that hasn't, okay? And that is, just like there is a last play in every football game, You know, the quarterback drops back, he throws a pass. It's win or lose right now. There is absolutely no flags down. Whatever happens in the result of that play, the game is over. Okay? Just like that, there is that last individual who prays that prayer of salvation to the Lord. And the second he does that, it's over. That is it. Okay? All Christians, living and dead, will meet Jesus Christ in the air at the moment that they call the rapture of the church. Now, you can be saved after the rapture. There's no doubt about that. But you have to go through at least part of 7 years of tribulation, the worst time that has ever been experienced by the world and the worst time that the world will ever experience. You've got to go through at least part of that tribulation period. The reason I say part, Chris, is because let's say the rapture happens and you're on the freeway. You're not a Christian. And the guy that's coming at you in the other lane, he is a Christian. He just left. Okay, his car is on its own. It has nobody driving it. And it runs into you. It kills you. Guess what? The choice you made to not accept Jesus just sent you to hell. You made that choice on your own. You decided that you wanted to live in hell because you would refuse to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Now, you can avoid all of this by simply saying, Lord, I am a sinner. Please forgive me. I know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. I know he spent 3 days in the tomb. I know he rose after that third day just like he said he would. I know he saw and was seen by more than 500 people at the same time. Then he ascended to heaven. He sits at the right hand of God, and he waits for that go order. Go get your church, because the wrath is coming. Lord, please forgive me. I will follow you all the days of my life. I ask this in the glorious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And if you are the last Christian that we're looking for,
good.
The next face you see is Jesus Christ, and you'll be surrounded by all of us. Chris, David, me, and every Christian, living and dead, will all celebrate together, and you avoid death and
Amen.
Eternal,
Amen.
Eternal death. Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah, so eternity's it's a long time, but I want to point out, you know, for geeks like me and you know Chris and I, we look almost exactly alike, but we're our kindred spirits as well. So when you go to his site, you'll be able to see how the world is actually trying to deceive you. And I think for geeks like me and for gamers and for movie buffs, go there, watch all his documentaries, watch his films, check out the cool song that he made with him and his daughter on there. It's amazing. And you'll see the deception that's going on. And then you'll be like, Jesus, I want you. Chris, mm-hmm. What do you got to say?
Oh, absolutely. Deception is the operative word for this generation because it's on every corner, whether it be, you know, the transformer issue, you know what I mean? Or, you know, all sorts of things, you know, technology, the mind control you get through the music and the television, it's everywhere. And the first thing that Jesus warned his disciples about before he left was don't be deceived.
Mm-hmm.
That people need to really pay attention that this world is bigger than we think it is. It's more evil than we think it is. Just because you're living a normal life and you get to play with your kids and go to the park doesn't mean that the world is not being deceived.
Amen. Okay, I've got to jump in here, guys, really quick, because we do have some breaking news coming out of Israel. And anytime we've got that, I want to jump on it immediately. I started to open the show with it, but I did not have confirmation yet. And I do. I just received it. So the IDF is about to launch a massive attack on the Gaza border with Egypt. And they are set to take over that transfer point in Rafah. And if you remember a couple of shows ago, I told you guys to watch and be on the lookout for the fact that Israel had already told Egypt to withdraw from that border checkpoint. And I said, watch it close. Well, okay, watch it close now, because they are preparing to take that border position right now. That is breaking news coming right now. I do have confirmation from 3 sources so far that is about to occur. Okay, let's move on. And if you guys want to talk about that one, Well, I guess I should give you an opportunity to talk about that one before we move on. We'll start with you, Chris. What do you think?
Well, I'll just give a sort of a military look at this. Israel is technically the center of the world.
Right.
And a very, very strategic point. Anyone that wants to invade the Northern Hemisphere, Western Hemisphere, Southern, and all that, they have to go through Israel. And that's why so many countries or empires of the past took over Israel so they can conquer other countries. Very important to look at. I think everybody needs to do some research on that.
Yeah, okay. Good point. Good point. And a lot of that I didn't know. David, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, Judah was actually given the land of Gaza, the tribe of Judah down there, and Judah means praise. So anytime you see the lion of the tribe of Judah, that's where Satan is trying to focus his attention, because he wants to steal that glory from Christ and be the pseudo Christ. So it's no surprise that it's all about Gaza. Well, we know, we support Israel, but then there's those that will say, oh, you're Zionist and this and that and the other. Yeah, we get it. Ezekiel says he's going to raise up the dry bones, but there's a period of time when they don't have the Lord's spirit in them. But they're alive. It was reinstated as a nation 1948, May 14th. Mm-hmm. And now, very shortly, we're going to see this spirit of the Messiah and Mashiach Hanagi, the king, Messiah the king, come back, and they're going to say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen. That's where we stand. We pray for our elder brothers, and we lift them up. So, they do a lot of things wrong right now, but we're going to pray for them anyway, that they repent and they receive Christ and live accordingly.
Amen.
Can I say one more?
Sure, go ahead.
Because so much anti-Semitism has arisen, and the Bible talks about it, but I want to give a distinction here. The term Zionist, Zionist really means, the people that belong in that land, right?
Right.
But you have another type of Zionism, which is, this is the one everybody thinks they're pointing at when they put everybody in this large bubble that they generalized Zionism. There is a faction there called a Kabbalah. This is Jewish mysticism and witchcraft, and they want to rule the world. They want to raise the Antichrist, who they call Adam Kadmon, and through chaos. They want to raise him through chaos, okay? Mm-hmm. These are the people that you're talking about, and some of them are not even Jews.
Yeah.
Okay? So we need to make that distinction, because the people that are, you see it in every chat, they try to spell Jews in other ways and whatever, And they're coming off of reading the Articles of Zion and all these different, books and whatever. Even though some of that information is true, you still have to make a distinction on who you're talking about. And it's very dangerous, as you could see, the information floating around on the internet without context.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. Okay. I do want to, I'm going to play this. It's only 60 seconds. Okay, but this is everything that the mainstream media, Chris, wants you to focus on. They don't care about anything else, just this stuff. So let's listen to this real quick.
A record-breaking 20 million Americans have enrolled for affordable health insurance for 2024 under the Affordable Care Act.
Since my inauguration, there's been an 8 million increase in ACA enrollments. And with 6 days remaining, more can still join, President Biden stated.
Ecuador's capital witnessed a heavy military presence on its almost empty streets following an intense conflict declaration between the government and drug cartels, instilling widespread fear among its residents.
36-year-old President Daniel Noboa ordered military action to neutralize criminal gangs.
The Ohio House, predominantly Republican, voted to override Governor Mike DeWine's veto on a bill that would ban gender-affirming care for minors and limit transgender women and girls from participating in sports teams. An avalanche at the Palisades Tahoe Resort on the California side of Lake Tahoe has resulted in one fatality, as confirmed by authorities.
Okay, and the only thing that I got out of that I wanted to pay any attention to in our broadcast today is this one right here. And let me see if I can make it play.
The Ohio House, predominantly Republican, voted to override Governor Mike DeWine's veto on a bill that would ban gender-affirming care for minors and limit transgender women and girls from participating in sports teams. LGBTQ plus activists warn this could significantly impact transgender youth's daily lives in the state.
This veto override moves forward a law banning gender-affirming surgeries and hormone therapies for individuals under 18 and imposes restrictions on their mental health care. Additionally, the bill prohibits transgender girls and women from joining girls and women's sports teams at both K-12 and collegiate levels. Ann Parker reporting.
All right. Now, I always make this very, very clear because I think it's an important point to make by every Christian. And that is, we don't judge you for the choices that you make in your life concerning your decision as to whether or not to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We can't. That is above our pay grade. We can lead you or try to lead you to Christ, and we can tell you what the Bible says about transgender or about gay or whatever. We can tell you that. We can talk to you confidentially about it. We can't discuss it online right now because of cancel culture. You know, we're not allowed to do that. But I can tell you this, I'm proud of the Ohio legislature because as a parent, as a parent, I want to know what the schools are teaching my kids, what they're talking to them about in that regard. I want to know everything they tell them. I want to know everything that they do. I want to know everything that they provide them. Now, I happen to live in a place where I don't have to worry about that stuff. But, David, you're in New York City. I mean,
you never know what you see on the street here.
Yeah.
I got some pictures of some interesting things, let me tell you that.
I bet. But, and, Chris, now, I have no idea where you're located. But what is your what's your impression? Choose your words carefully. What is your impression of the Ohio legislature saying, hey, you know, people need to think before they allow a 10-year-old to make a decision that's going to affect them for the rest of their life with a underdeveloped brain? Go ahead.
Let me approach this from an angle that I'm not sure other people have actually come from it.
Okay.
All right. So God made a plan for humanity. Mm-hmm. And Lucifer, again, no, we also known as Satan, came to pervert that plan.
Right.
Okay. God loves humanity. Satan hates humanity. And he will do everything to destroy humans. He hates women. That's why they're always trafficked. Mm-hmm. Okay. Men are trafficked too, but mostly women. Right. Right. So it's a perversion of the original intent. Right. And so what this is all, again, a communist, Marxist, socialist, whatever you want to call it, movement mm-hmm. to control thought, control what you could say. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then it's a plan to dehumanize you. This is dehumanizing, mm-hmm. right? And also demoralize you, because when those two things go out the window, everything goes right.
Yeah.
And it's also a trek towards what we call transhumanism. Okay, so it wants to transform humanity into something else.
Amen.
And after that, post-humanism, where there are no more humans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And without getting a long speech about that, that's the trajectory, but here it is, right?
Okay, I got to break in because we're treading really close here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is because we had a show maybe 2 years ago where we got into this deep, okay? And I actually had headlines that said, you know, Time Magazine says this. The New York Times says this. Here's a picture from the National Geographic, you know, that says this. And it is all about transhumanism and post-transhumanism. And the video was removed by YouTube. This is factual now. So YouTube can't get mad at me for saying what they told me. Okay. And
right.
What they told me is that violated their community standards. It wasn't real. So I provided them with the New York Times, with Time Magazine. I'm talking about a bunch of different places. They still wouldn't allow it to be up there. Okay.
Right.
Now, in other words, they don't want truth. They want their truth, which is actually not true, to be broadcast. Now, I say that very firmly as a member of the United States Press Association. I want to make that clear. I make it, it's factual. What I just told you is a fact. If you don't believe me, look it up. And let's start with this. C-R-I-S-P-R. I'm going to say that again, and I want you guys to look it up. C-R-I-S-P-R. It's called CRISPR, and it leads to exactly what Chris was talking about. That's a fact, and I say that again as a member of the United States Press Association.
Hey, let me take the last minute here in the show and just get into that, and then this will lead us into the second half where Chris is going to dive deep into AI, which is going to be a lot of fun. But along the line, Satan wants to destroy humanity, but he also needs to create an environment and bodies for the Nephilim to live in. And right now they're stuck in the abyss until Revelation, the lid comes off and all these creatures come out. They're looking for a place to live. So they're trying to all sorts of geoengineering, transhumanism, all this fun and exciting things, because he thinks he's going to win the battle and take over the earth et al. But there's also a method that he's going to use, which we're going to talk about now. So with that, we're going to lead us into the next half. And Joel, take us out of this half.
Okay. Well, real quick here. Yes, we are out of time for the first half. I do want to let you guys know real quick that the Taiwan election is over. And China had warned Taiwan citizens to pick a particular candidate or risk themselves. Well, they decided to risk themselves. They voted for the anti-Chinese candidate. There, the ruling party candidate wins in a tightly contested presidential race, and it says it's upset China's ambitions there. I want to spend the second half of the show talking with Chris about don'tletthemburn.com and all of his ministry. He's got more than just a website to talk about. So we do hope that you guys will stick along with us. Again, we broadcast all over the world. By the way, Germany, believe it or not, I got to throw this out there as kudos to them. Germany has taken over as the number one listener on The Last Christian. Unbelievable. Okay. Anyway, we'll be back right after the break with the second half of The Last Christian.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Caroline Malone with The Week in Review. The United Nations Secretary General has called on all parties involved in the attacks in the Red Sea not to escalate the situation in the interests of peace and stability. Antonio Guterres issued a statement following airstrikes across multiple parts of Yemen by the United Nations and the United Kingdom. The two countries saying the attacks are in response to Houthi strikes on commercial shipping vessels in the Red Sea. US correspondent Nick Harper reports.
The US and UK have carried out these strikes, but there's a wider coalition of 14 countries who are endorsing the action, saying that the Houthis' actions have been profoundly destabilizing, and they point to what they call a significant escalation over the past week in Houthi attacks. But lawmakers within US President Joe Biden's own party have questioned the action, saying that he should have got approval first from Congress. Meanwhile, there is potential for more US action. One US official saying these strikes may not be the last word, and Biden himself saying he won't hesitate to direct further actions if necessary. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
A helicopter contracted by the United Nations has been captured by the Al-Shabaab militant group in Somalia. Six of the nine people reportedly on board were taken captive by the group. William Demslow reported on Thursday in New York, where the UN is headquartered.
According to the New York Times, two people on board the helicopter managed to escape, while one person was killed. A spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General says a response effort is underway, but wouldn't be drawn on details for the safety of those that were aboard the helicopter. The helicopter, linked to the UN support office in Somalia, was reportedly captured after it made an emergency landing in territory controlled by Al-Shabaab. The UN office provides support for an African Union-led peacekeeping mission on the ground.
US federal regulators have announced an audit of Boeing's production line. The announcement comes a week after a door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9 plane mid-flight. Jody Jacobs has more.
When the plug door of the Boeing 737 MAX 9 blew off in mid-air, it stunned the world. But once US authorities had grounded all MAX 9 aircraft, Alaska Airlines said its technicians found loose hardware on some of the other airlines' Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft. The discovery was made as technicians began preparing sections of the aircraft for inspections by the Federal Aviation Administration. United Airlines undertook a similar investigation and have said it too found loose bolts and other issues with the aircraft. And now top executives have called a company-wide safety meeting with senior leaders from the company's Renton, Washington factory where it produces the 737 MAX jets.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. And as promised, we're going to dig into that wonderful mind of Chris Taylor, and we're going to find out. So, Chris, we started talking about AI and, transhumanism and a bunch of different things in the first half, but I just want to, stop talking and let you talk for a little bit. So where do you want to lead us?
Okay. Well, first, my website is don'tletthemburn.com. I have a YouTube channel. You can find me on social media. If you want to join my Telegram group, we put out a lot of articles, things that you won't hear about for months sometimes, and I give resources. So you might want to join that. You can find my Telegram channel through my Facebook group, my YouTube channel, and the rest, okay? So we talk about technology, genetic manipulation, Hollywood. We're big on exposing Hollywood entertainment, even the superheroes. We talk about superheroes in a way that some people are just not talking about it. So we explain a lot of things for you. So to continue the conversation about some of the transhumanism, okay, we got what I call the Transformers, because you get in trouble mm-hmm. for saying certain things nowadays because, again, the thought police is out there. They want to control what you say on the internet. They want to shut down our free speech on the internet. That's a fact. A couple articles came out this week about that. And so with this transhumanism stuff, which goes into the trans rights and all this stuff, here's what God laid on my heart about it. No one can transform what God has put in place. It's a misleading concept. Mm-hmm. And pretty much, even if, because, you want to change your sex and all this stuff, even if you were to transform or push your soul, your consciousness into a body of the opposite sex, you're still a male or female spirit. Let that sink in. You still cannot do what, you cannot change what God has put in place. You just can't. And so the people that mental issues or people that haven't totally gone through puberty yet and they're getting all of this propaganda towards them, they don't know what they're doing, but they're being convinced by their radical parents or the radical doctors that they could do this thing. And I won't say more because I know YouTube is looking. The AI on YouTube is looking, okay?
So I want to say a little more on that, and that being that I would say, and this is just a wild guess, it's not fact, okay, just a wild guess, but I would say 90% of parents have no idea that the school is telling their kid, oh, it's okay for you to change your sex. I mean, I just don't see that. I don't see a kid coming home from school saying, you know what? I had this really big, deep, in-depth conversation with my teacher today, and she told me that I'm a girl now, and that I ought to, you know, all that people ought to refer to me as her and she and all that stuff. You know, so is that going to disqualify me from playing football this fall? I mean, you know, that would be the only thing. You know, I just don't get it. This is a leading question for both of you guys, and I'll turn it back over to you. What is the reason that society is so much embracing transgenderism? I mean, I understand the devil's role. Okay, I got that.
Yep, I got a quickie.
We all know
for
where
that.
It's going. Okay, but why is everybody so much in tune with doing that? I just don't understand it from a personal basis. Go ahead.
They have to push the agenda that's coming, and the spirit of Antichrist is also Baphomet, okay? And Baphomet is both sexes. So you have to pervade this, and you have to make it acceptable if you're going to have the Antichrist to be accepted. Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. God called them gods, but they're not really God like God the Father. They're just fallen angels, mm-hmm. okay? And they do all this sort of craziness around the world. Not every false god is Satan. We really got to keep that in mind, okay? And so what they used to do, especially these false gods like Inanna and Enlil, they would change sex to the culture that they wanted to appropriate next. So keep that in mind. This is old news, okay? And we had this transformer issue way back then. When you see male prostitute in the Bible, there's some of that stuff there, you know? And so also back in the this idea is clearly before the 1940s, World War II. But in World War II, Hitler, even though they were socialists, democratic socialists, they kicked out the communist cancer called the Frankfurt School. They came to America, and when they came to America, they started infecting the colleges, but very smart and very slowly. A little bit before that, some of these issues came into the Methodist Church and then spread out later. So that's why you see a lot of churches going what we call woke today. But regardless of that, they took over the colleges. They got into our education and system so much, and even into our corporations through stealth. And that's why you see the educational system going crazy, because even back in the 1980s, CRT that we know today, it was back mm-hmm. then too, couldn't implement it like they wanted to. And now that they have so much control, they don't have total power, but they have so much control, they could push these narratives through Disney, through the educational system, through the corporation, because of BlackRock, Vanguard, and what's called State Street. So it's a long explanation. But those are the foundations to get you to understand. And remember, I always say this, Marxism is Satanism. You have to keep remembering that, because those are just terms that gloss over what it really is. And most people can't define those terms. But Karl Marx was a Satanist. Okay? Mm-hmm. We have to really keep honing that in to get people to wake up. It's not just communism. It's not just socialism. It's not just Marxism and whatever other title. It is Satanism. And what does Satan want to do? Pervert God's creation. Right. I'll leave it at that.
Amen. Right. Amen. Amen. That's exactly what he wants to do. Joel, you have something to say? Because I'm going to keep going.
Well, all I'm going to do, David, is encourage you to keep going. And let's talk about Chris's stuff here, especially.
Don't let them burn.com.
Go ahead.
Don't let them burn. Don't do it.
All right.
.com. So this is where Chris really excels, is how, and we've been talking about this for years, and all of a sudden everyone's talking about AI as if they know something about it. Chris kind of, I would say, wrote the book on it, but it's more in video and form. By the way, all the artwork on Chris's site and everything he does is his own. So, you know, he's got that kind of a brain too. I can draw stick people, but he's amazing in how he presents everything in art form. It says a lot more, you know, a picture's worth 1,000 words. But Chris, I wanted to dig into your view on AI and how that would lead up to the Antichrist and everything else in between. Ready, go.
All right. So a short definition of artificial intelligence, AI. It's clear. It's pretty simple to understand, but just for people that need to have a definition, all right, it's a noun. The ability of a computer or a machine to perform those activities that are normally thought to require intelligence, right? So that's a full spectrum of thought, right? The branch of computer science concerned with the development of machines having this ability, right, to think, right? Intelligence exhibited by an artificial entity. Okay. And when I come back on, I'll be able to fill in those gaps for you to why this term entity is so important, right? So we have AI in our phones. We have AI in our video games. It's now doing things to do write scripts and it's in the medical industry, but not every AI is created equal. So there's lower forms of AI. And then what these people are looking forward to is what's called a singularity, which is the AI that's supposed to be like a god, okay? Which will never happen. And there's a deception within AI to think that it's more intelligent than us. All it does is compute faster than we do, okay? So it'll never be God. It'll never necessarily be smarter than humans, but we have that perception because back in the 1920s with H.G. Wells and a few other sci-fi writers, they were in think tanks with the organizations at the time, mm-hmm. and they wrote all of these books, these science fiction books that came into our population and influenced others. Like, say, for instance, the Christmas Carol, the Christmas mm-hmm. Story. Christmas wasn't really a big thing in America. In fact, and I'm not demonizing Christmas for anybody that won't. I'm not demonizing Christmas, but you need to know this anyway, right? Some of it came from Christianity. Some of it came from, pagan beliefs. So you need to know how to separate the two. Now, mm-hmm. I think it was Charles Dickens that wrote the story that made Christmas become so popular. The key is the story, the theme, wasn't popular until someone introduced it. And then, wow, this wonderful thing. So with the science fiction now, it was introduced in all sorts of ways. And like, say, for instance, a time machine. Who really thought of traveling through time that much through books until H.G. Wells and a few others, right? The idea of artificial intelligence in our spaceships, in our trucks, in our homes, that was introduced way back then. So people are like, okay, he wrote this way back then. How did he know? Did he have a prophecy? Yeah, the spirits behind these, and H.G. Wells was a communist, and he was a real. You know, today the third term racist is being thrown around all everywhere, but he was a real racist. Okay, and that's yeah, why certain way, right? And so, what I'm trying to say here is a lot of these thoughts that we think are so wonderful, the technology. Came out of communist minds, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And they also came out of minds of people that were technocrats. Now, technocracy didn't really become a thing till like around 1930s, but then it got banned in the colleges, then it came back a few years later. And then from there, mm-hmm. the elite started catching on to it, and we have what we have now, what we call they want to make a scientific dictatorship, okay? Very important mm-hmm. term to remember. Dictatorship through mm-hmm. the auspices of communism and all this stuff, because they don't want a communist world. They want a technocratic world, which is a world that Satan wants to set up. He wants to be omnipresent, all seeing, all knowing. That's how he'll get there. All right.
Amen. So, you know what I find interesting too is with all this, hoopla about artificial intelligence and it's the adiabatic quantum computer is actually the equivalent of 7 billion human brains. Yet you still need to prove you're not a robot when you go and log into a site by saying which picture has stairs in it.
Yeah.
Not really that bright.
We're talking to a large audience here, so you're gonna if everybody follows what I'm gonna say in a second, you will shut down this website just because of the traffic. Okay.
Okay.
Go to 2045.com. That mm-hmm. is the hub for transhumanism. And they tell you, there's a video, there's a diagram at the right side of the website there that tells you their goals from 2015 to 2045. And then below that is a video about 20 minutes or so that tells you exactly what they're going to do to humanity. In fact, all of these robots that you're bringing into your home, the Alexas and all these so-called artificial intelligence, they want it to be ubiquitous. They want it to be everywhere, okay? Mm-hmm. And so with all of that, I want to approach artificial intelligence from a more entertainment and spiritual standpoint before we really get into all of this, and I probably have to come back to fill it in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, because we got a lot to cover, Chris. I don't want to get stuck on one topic too long. So I'm going to break in here for just a second and say, yes, we do have a lot to cover on this particular topic, and I want to have you back on to specifically address this topic, because I think it's becoming more and more prevalent. And it's, in fact, I know it's becoming more and more prevalent. Nobody even heard of this 10 years ago. I mean, you know, let's be honest, and especially not 25 or 30 years ago. So, but I do want to get back into your site just a little bit more. And, first of all, tell us a little bit about your films, because I know you've been involved with some films, and I want to make sure that people have an opportunity to know about them and where to find them.
Okay. Well, a film that I worked on by myself was the music video with my daughter. It's called Genetic Apocalypse.
Okay.
It was supposed to be a complimentary music video to my pastor's documentary called Hybrid Super Soldiers and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse. Right. And so outside of that, in the background, I'm working on a documentary called The Alien Deception Entertainment Frontlines. You're going to see that through my ministry, entertainment has to be a very integral part of it, because most people don't understand what they're viewing. Some people do. Mm-hmm. Don't get it mistaken. Some people do, but a lot of people don't. Okay. And so other than that, I've been in a documentary called World Religions, Cults, and the Occult. And in that one, I presented the fact that hip hop has a spirit over it. And they talk about what's called the temple of hip hop. And I showed that a lot of these rappers, which I used to be very involved with, okay, I used to be into hip hop music. It's not rap is not the issue. It's hip hop.
Okay.
Hip hop is culture.
Explain the difference between the two for those of us that don't really know. Hip hop and rap.
Yeah, rap is just the art form.
Okay.
It's poetry over a song. That's all it is. Simplified. Hip hop has 9 elements. And it's a very intricate culture that weaves from New York all the way to around the world, because it's spread so far now. And it's something that looks good on the onset. However, it preaches mostly Satanism.
But
that's a long conversation there. So I helped to film in 2015 what's called The Attack of the Drones. Skynet is coming. And it has to do with drones, artificial intelligence, and what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. So those are the films I've been involved with. And I did a lot of artwork for the author or the director of these films, the person that came up with the whole idea, Billy Crone, if you ever heard of him, getalifemedia.com. So those are the productions I've been involved with so far.
Okay. Now, I also want to know a little bit more about your music, because I know that you have and this is on the website. I'm reading this directly from your website. Okay. Here's my debut song, Genetic Apocalypse, featuring Nikita. I hope I said that right. And that it is available on Spotify, on Apple Music, on iTunes, Google Play, and more. So I would encourage people that have those systems, make sure, again, the name of it is Hurricane 7 Genetic Apocalypse. And again, that is that's featuring your daughter. Congratulations on having a daughter with a beautiful voice, Nikita. And I have not listened to the song yet, Chris. I apologize. I didn't have enough time, but you can be sure that I will t- today, actually. So I look forward to hearing about that as well. And then you have your own YouTube channel as well. So I want you to go ahead and let people know where they can find that and what they will find on it.
Okay, so just go to YouTube and you can look up Don't Let Them Burn. And again, we have a 12 segments that cover so many topics. We cover Hollywood, we cover superheroes, we cover technology, genetic manipulation, symbology, right? We go into a little bit of politics when we can, because, you know, YouTube, and other, you know, other categories. So you won't be bored, okay?
Okay.
And we try to keep biblical as possible, because sometimes when you talk about fringe topics, you know, people get weirded out.
Oh yeah.
We're trying to keep it as biblical as possible. And this is an important statement. We're not trying to put you in a state of fear. God told us not to fear.
Right.
Give us a spirit of fear. But some of this information will help you guide yourself while you read the Bible, and also help people you can witness to with this information, because believe it or not, young people are into technology.
Well, you know, you just said something there that is very, very important, and that David and I talk about all the time, and that is you can't scare somebody into salvation. You know, you just can't do it. You can. I've got people in my extended family that say, you know, I'm not afraid of your God, you know, and they're very proud about saying that. I hear people all the time talking about how they don't believe in God, you know, and all that. And I made this statement in the last show, and I'm going to make it again because I think it's an important one. You do believe in God. I don't care if you say you don't. You do. Okay? And you know you do. And what you've got to do is you've got to put all that stuff that has been taught to you all your life and the fact that you don't know what you're criticizing and pick up and read what you've been criticizing or downplaying. And when you do that, you're going to find out it's factual. And when you do that, then we have just led you to Christ. And that's our goal. And that's all that we, as disciples of Christ, can do. We can't force you to take salvation. We just can't, any more than the Iranian dictator over there can force somebody not to, because they got their own time, their own private time, and their own mind, and their own ability to pray. And you don't even have to pray it loud. Okay, but you can still accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior while you're looking the Ayatollah in the face. Yes, sir, I understand what you're saying, but I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And you don't have to say it. God heard it. Okay, so that's all there is to that. We are getting low on time. We're not out. We're about 7 minutes. So I want to give David an opportunity to get back with you, Chris. But before that, I do want to point out one thing on your website. And that is that there is a portion of the website there that says The Gospel. And I encourage you guys to click on that link, okay? Because what you're going to find out is, what is the gospel of Jesus Christ? He tells you, what must I do to be saved? That's an important one, wouldn't you think? Acknowledgement of sin. There's the belief in Christ and making your decision. Again, there's a whole lot more. But I'm just throwing that out there. Chris, hoping that somebody will go to your website and learn. It is a good Christian website. It's solid, it's biblical, and it's something that you can trust. Go there and take advantage of the resources that Chris has provided for you. And with that, David, I'm going to give you the last 6 minutes of the show. Go ahead.
Oh, I really want to see, you know, we talk a lot about this and how exactly the image of the beast lines up with AI and transhumanism, talking about maybe, you know, the iron mixed with clay, the image of the beast, and the triunity there of the devil, the false prophet, and the antichrist. How's AI fit in all that?
Well, that's why we need to start at a historical spiritual foundation, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is going to throw some people off, but trust me, when we get to the end on another segment, you'll be on board, okay? So you've heard of zombies and the concepts that correlate with bringing the dead back to life and summoning the dead. There's even a concept going far back in antiquity regarding robots, okay? And that seemed to be like living creatures, like the owl from Clash of the Titans. The quote unquote gods gave Perseus a mechanical being to guide him, a spirit guide. They're always animals, right? And so, mm-hmm. It's called an automaton, right? For the ancient Greeks and the Roman myths, Jewish mysticism, science, they say science and magic is one and the same. So there's the foundation, right? And we also have what's called objects that are endowed with supernatural energies, what people would call the force. We'll explain more of that later. Abilities and personalities, like Thor's hammer. If you're being on the Marvel movies, Thor's hammer has a personality. The Infinity Stone in the two of the Marvel's biggest movies, Infinity War and Endgame, those stones in the comic books were alive, and they granted godlike power when you put them together. More on that later. All right. Now we have also what's called African witchcraft, or just witchcraft in general. But in the area of voodoo and hoodoo, you have where they call up a spirit to get inside of a dead corpse or a human body to do their bidding. This is very closely tied to artificial intelligence. So we also have Dracula. The golem from Jewish mysticism, where it's a clay figure that you can call spirit to enter. The Roman Catholic, they got the intercessions of the saints and angels, what we call spirit guides, you know. So once you get more familiar with these terms, and some of you are probably already familiar with the terms, if you live in a part of the nations that practice this sort of stuff openly. Okay. Or if you came out of that when you got saved, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? But when it comes to Hollywood, inundated with all sorts of stuff going with artificial intelligence, right? You have the movie called The Day the Earth Stood Still, a being called Klaatu, and who was a picture of Jesus Christ, and the menacing robot that came with him to warn the Earth about the present course that they're on, and we were building nuclear bombs and all this stuff. Well, this is a common term in the New Age and the occult, where these supposed alien beings come to save humanity by disarming us, getting us into a one-world government, and blah, blah, blah. But the point is, the robot there was to help the false Christ, right? And then we have Lost Space. I'm pretty sure if you're old enough, you remember Lost in Space, and Netflix made a series again. A seemingly intelligent robot helps the family on their adventures through the galaxy. The artificial intelligence, so it's seemingly intelligent robot. This has been around for ages. So Zombie, the movie phenomenon was brought to life by George A. Romero, who borrowed from the culture stories about the dead seemingly being brought to life through rituals involving voodoo and drugs. Since the creation of The Night of the Living Dead, the zombie theme has been explored more times in books, video games, movies, and television. It's one of the biggest phenomenon for over the last 20 years or so, right? Like the Walking Dead TV shows, it's beyond 10 seasons now. And it's all about reanimating the corpse, or basically these people are walking around with a virus that they could turn into the walking dead, right?
Even the CDC has a zombie survival kit. Look on the CDC website. They have a zombie survival kit.
All right. Well, I got to jump in, guys, because we're getting down to the end of the show. But Chris, one more time, I want you to give people the website address. And also, if you have any contact information that you feel comfortable in broadcasting, please do that too.
Okay. Don'tletthemburn.com. If you want to get in contact with me, questions at don'tletthemburn.com. That's questions at don'tletthemburn.com. And you could also, again, contact me on Telegram or Twitter, X. Those are the easiest ways to get in contact with me if you have questions or whatever you want to send me. I also have a Rumble channel, right? So okay. I'm on most video platforms. So there are certain things I've put on Rumble that I can't put on YouTube.
Yeah, like, I understand that. Chris, I got to cut you off, unfortunately, because we are coming completely out of time here. I'm assuming that the Rumble channel can be found at Don't Let Me Burn as well. So anyway, I do appreciate you being with us. And yes, sir, you do have an open invitation to return anytime you'd like. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks again for joining us today for The Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday right here and at www.lastchristian.net until the trumpet sounds.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.